repeal the health care law. Kirk says the law needs to be replaced with common sense centrist reforms. Meanwhile, Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin supports the law. He says the decision means America can move forward to address health care costs and expand health insurance coverage. Durbin also says he thinks that the 5-4 decision means the court appears to be working to reestablish political neutrality. Aides say Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is thrilled by today's Supreme Court ruling. The High Court upheld key provisions again, including an online insurance marketplace where people and small businesses can comparison shop for insurance beginning in 2014. Among other reactions, Illinois Republican Party Chairman Pat Brady of Bloomington says today's ruling will, quote, lead to the implosion of our health care system and have tragic consequences while addressing health care costs. Claudia Lenhoff is the executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She says the court's decision to uphold the healthcare law will have a huge impact on area residents.
East Central Illinois actually has a fairly high rate of uninsured individuals, and Champaign County has a very high rate of people living in extreme poverty. So the expansion of health coverage is going to benefit thousands of local residents.
We'll hear more from Lenhoff at 12:40. Illinois officials must decide now how to implement key provisions of the health care overhaul. Illinois has received 3 federal grants to study and start building its online health insurance marketplace, but the General Assembly failed to pass a law establishing it. Governor Pat Quinn has considered an executive order to create the insurance exchange, but now may pursue a federal-state partnership instead. That's where the federal government can decide health insurance rates for individual states. Jim Duffett, who is the executive director for Campaign for Better Healthcare, says that would be a mistake.
We need to do our own state exchange. We've got the ability to be able to do it. Illinois is a unique state, a very diverse state. By moving to a state-federal partnership, you lose a lot of power to be able to develop how your exchange should look like in Illinois.
But Health Alliance CEO Jeff Ingram says because Illinois waited too long to start up its own health insurance marketplace, he doesn't think there will be enough time for state officials to figure out how the exchanges will be structured. Because of that, he thinks Illinois will move into a federal-state partnership. But Ingram says that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
We'd rather have something in place that we can control some of the choices that are made within the exchange than to have a state just ramrod something through very quickly without thinking through all the details so that we have an exchange that benefits consumers in Illinois to the best possible extent.
Only 10 states and the District of Columbia have passed laws establishing exchanges since Obama signed the law. Governor Pat Quinn's administration wouldn't answer questions about Illinois' plans following the ruling, but again, aides say he's thrilled by the court's decision. A lawmaker who worked on implementing the state's insurance exchange has said Illinois will not be able to meet a November 16th deadline to get it set up. We'll have more on exchanges as well at 12:40. The director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois says the biggest impact for the state of Illinois from the Supreme Court's health care ruling comes in the area of Medicaid. Robert Rich says the high court's ruling barring the federal government from taking Medicaid funding away from states that refuse the Medicaid expansion in the Affordable Care Act could directly affect Illinois' financial situation.
As you know, Illinois just went through a legislative session in which they spent a lot of time debating Medicaid cuts and a lot of time debating what to do about Medicaid. Had that provision, the Medicaid provision of the law, survived, by the year 2014, many, many people would have been added to the Medicaid rolls and would have increased the financial problem quite a bit.
In fact, Governor Pat Quinn recently approved cuts in Medicaid services, which take effect next week. Rich says he believes that ultimately the high court ruling on the Medicaid part of the Affordable Care Act will lower the total number of Americans who gain health insurance coverage under the law. But he says the ruling overall will focus, not alter, the election debate over health care. Rich says Republicans will focus on winning the White House and majorities in Congress in order to repeal the health care law, while Democrats will seek election victories in order to preserve it. Illinois' largest public employee union and Governor Pat Quinn's administration have been unable to agree on a new contract for the union's 40,000 state workers, but they were able to agree to temporarily extend the current contract while talks continue. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the contract would have otherwise expired Saturday at midnight when the fiscal year ends.
What goes on at the bargaining tables? Very hush-hush. Neither side will reveal much about what happens in the closed-door negotiations. But AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl did give this hint.
the finish line isn't in sight.
That's not surprising. Quinn's office says it's committed to reaching a deal that's responsible to taxpayers in these difficult economic times. Lindahl says AFSCME's committed to securing a contract that respects the important work of its members.
They deserve to be paid fairly, to have affordable health care and security in retirement, and to have their rights on the job respected.
This at a time when lawmakers are looking to reduce state employees' pensions and have retirees pay more for health care. The temporary contract extension's good until the two sides next meet, whenever that is. No date has been set. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois has opened more than 120 cooling centers for people who do not have air conditioning. It's a part of a move officials are making, bracing for the excessive heat we're experiencing today into tomorrow. Temperatures are expected to drop back soon in the northern half of the state. Relief may be a long time coming, however, for southern Illinois. National Weather Service meteorologist Robin Smith says most of southern Illinois will see record or near record highs through July 4th. The high in Carbondale is expected to be 105 today, 108 on Friday. Forecast highs are 103 or hotter into the middle of next week. Again, local governments in many places are opening cooling centers. Champaign is among them. A cooling center is open today until 4 p.m. at 201 West Kenyon Road in Champaign. Authorities in Chicago found 8 tons of marijuana in a tractor trailer in what's believed to be the city's largest seizure of pot in at least 20 years. Drug Enforcement Administration Special Agent in Charge Jack Riley says the marijuana was grown in Mexico and shipped to Chicago for gangs to sell. It's believed to be worth $40 million on the street. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says getting 16,000 pounds of pot off the street is important because that type of drug is what drives the violence in the city. McCarthy says drug disputes between gangs lead to shootings. Riley adds that Chicago is rapidly becoming a center for drug distribution because its location makes it a good transportation hub. And a northeastern Indiana school district says it faces spending nearly $60,000 a year to maintain a closed elementary school that it can't sell because of a state law. A church wants to buy the former Harlan Elementary School from the East Allen County Schools, but the law requires the district to make vacant buildings available to charter schools for 4 years. The district's plans to sell another closed school to the Fort Wayne South Bend Catholic Diocese also stalled because of the same law. Sunrise Chapel pastor Lyle Berkman tells the Journal-Gazette he wants the Harlan School to be used again in the small town a few miles outside Fort Wayne. Indiana Public Charter Schools Association President Russ Simnick says he supports adding some flexibility to the 4-year waiting period. You can find more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.
WILO programming is made possible by Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713.